Today I would like to continue in the remaining time to expound a little further on some important points that we didn't touch on in connection with Matthew chapter 11. That is in Matthew chapter 11.
就喺馬太福音第十一章,
where it says, where we read these words again, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
就是馬太福音第十一章第二十八節那裡聖經是這樣記載,
I will give.
主耶穌基督說,
I would like to concentrate today on these words, give, on this word give.
我們今天只是繼續看看這個說,
This is some a word, the importance of which we want to observe in a moment. I would like to say right at the beginning that the characteristic of God is that He gives. Because God, as to His nature, is love. And where there is love, love gives. When you have trouble, where do you go for help? You go to somebody who loves you. Why do you go to him or her? Because you know that because he or she loves you, whether it's your mother or your father or whoever it is, he or she will give what you need. Because God loves, in His very nature, in His character, therefore He gives. I will give you rest. We were talking about light a moment ago. The Lord Jesus says in John chapter 8, I am the light of the world. In Matthew 5, He says, you are the light of the world too. Notice what light does. Light goes out. It gives itself out all the time. Here the Lord Jesus chose a picture of the one thing that is always giving out. The moment that light stops giving out, there wouldn't be any light. That's why we speak of light as radiating, as emitting, as something coming out from its source. That means that Jesus, being the light of the world, is forever giving, giving of Himself, giving out this light. And that means when we become a disciple, we become like Him, we become light, giving out of ourselves. The church, does it function as light today? We saw that it does not function. I have challenged anyone to say, anyone who dares to say the church functions as the light of the world, let him say so. I don't think anyone would dare to say so. What's the reason? Because the church has become not one that is giving out but taking in all the time. You know, there is out in the universe today two kinds of things out there in the space. The ones that you see are the stars. They are shining out light all the time. Many of you know that these stars are bigger than the sun in our solar system. They are tens of thousands of times bigger than the sun. But they seem so small because they are so far away.
我哋睇到天上不断发出光亮嘅星体，其实佢嘅体积比地球更加嘅大，因为我哋睇见佢咁细，因为佢离我哋嘅距离实在系好大。
But in many places now, you can read in newspapers and magazines that scientists have discovered, astronomers have discovered another thing, which is called the black holes in the universe.
但系我哋喺报纸或者杂志嗰度睇到，我哋都知道天文学家佢系发现咗一种叫做黑洞嘅。
And we are told that there are millions of these as well out there in the universe.
所以科學家講俾我哋知，喺外太空裏邊，我哋有幾千幾萬個黑洞。
What are these black holes?
呢個黑洞嘅物質係咩嚟咧？
We are told that these black holes used to be giant stars.
我哋會睇到呢一啲被稱為黑洞嘅嘢，佢以前其實係一個好大好大嘅星體。
Some of them may be thousands of times bigger than the sun that we have in the solar system.
有啲佢嘅體積比我哋太陽系裏面嘅太陽嘅體積更加大幾億倍、幾百倍。
But what happened was that gradually the fire inside began to cool down and burn up.
但係喺嗰個星座裏面，佢本身所有嘅熱度，因為跟住時間上面嘅進展，佢一路一路咁樣消減。
And when that fire begins to die out, you know what? The pressure on the surface becomes too big to bear.
因為佢個星體裏邊嘅佢嘅熱度減少嘅緣故，所以佢嘅壓力不斷咁嘅增加。
Because you know that when anything cools, it begins to shrink.
因為我哋知道當一樣嘢當佢凍落嚟嘅時候，佢嘅體積會收縮。
And then immediately the pressure on the surface of these giant stars become too big as the inside begins to shrink.
我哋當會睇到當個星體係收縮嘅時候，佢喺表面上面嘅壓力係不斷咁樣嘅增大。
And what happens is the outer surface of the star collapses inward.
因為出邊同埋裏邊嘅壓力係有一個咁大嘅相差嘅時候，所以佢嘅壓力會突然間咁樣完全消失咗。
Now think of a planet thousands of times bigger than the sun, and then suddenly it collapses. The whole thing comes in.
我哋會可以想像一下，當有一個星體佢嘅體積比太陽大幾萬倍嘅時候，佢突然間收縮嘅時候，有咩現象發生呢？
The whole thing collapses in on itself, right into the center.
我哋會睇到嗰個星座突然間就會陷咗落去。
What happens though also is this, that as we know from elementary physics, that the speed of velocity increases according to its distance, it doubles as the distance increases. How to put it, in its proportion.
我們在物理學那裡都是看到一件事它的速度是跟它的壓力成正比。
That is the distance, well never mind, I'm not trying to explain this thing, it's too complicated. Anyway, once it starts falling in upon itself, the gravity increases.As the thing comes in, and it goes faster and faster.
我哋會睇到，因為一樣嘢，佢當佢係縮小嘅時候，佢自己縮小嘅速度係同佢嘅距離成正比，所以距離一路減少嘅時候，佢嘅速度更一路一路咁嘅增加。
The result is that it starts sucking everything in towards itself.
呢一個咁嘅現象就係令到所有喺表面嘅物質都係吸落呢個佢嘅中心裏邊。
In fact, it is such that it can even draw in the light and bend in the light particles.
呢一個咁嘅現象，可能連光裏邊所有嘅分子都能夠吸到。
And it becomes a very solid mass towards the middle, which has tremendous power of gravity pulling everything.
呢一個咁嘅星座收縮嘅現象，就係令到佢自己本身所有嘅吸力增加。
So that a star that once gave forth light like a thousand suns.
所以我哋睇到有一個星，佢以前發出嚟嘅光亮比太陽。光幾萬倍
now begins to draw everything towards itself, even the light of other planets.
而家因為佢係呢個地心吸力嘅緣故，令到佢表面上一切嘅物質都係向著佢呢個中心嚟收縮
pulling all kinds of particles towards it.
佢收縮嘅時候，將光同埋任何嘅物質都係吸落去
and everything that goes into it just disappears into what is called that black hole, which is actually this mass, this solid mass, which is sucking everything to itself.
所以任何嘅物質，當佢經過呢一個所謂黑洞嘅時候，都會俾黑洞嘅吸力吸咗落去。
That's why it's a black hole. It does not emit light. It brings sucks everything to itself.
所以我哋睇到黑洞佢所有嘅性質就唔係將光反射出嚟，而係將所有一切嘅物件都係拉咗落去。
When I read about these things, it reminded me of two kinds of so-called Christians.
當我睇到呢個黑洞嘅事實嘅時候，我會諗到兩種嘅基督徒。
The one kind of Christian that is sending out warmth and light and life to others.
一種嘅基督徒，佢就不斷咁樣將愛心、將呢個主嘅光輝發揚出嚟。
Just as we cannot live without the light of the sun, we would speedily die. And if the light of the sun, we would not only freeze to death, there would be absolutely nothing to keep life going in this world.
好似喺我哋嘅生命中亦都係一樣，我哋需要呢個太陽，我哋需要太陽嘅光亮。
But then there are other Christians who, because the heat, the fire of God has disappeared in them, they collapse in themselves and suck everything towards them.
但另外一种基督徒, 因为神在他心里面所燃烧起的火, 已经是熄灭了, 所以他要将他周围的一切所有的东西都能够吸下来。
Or even they are like these the non-Christian. When God created Adam, he was in his he had the glory of God in the image of God.
因为当神造人的时候, 当神造亚当和夏娃的时候, 他都要与他的人像, 他都要将他的形象有神的样式。
But when he sinned, the light went out.
但是当他们犯罪的时候, 这个光亮突然间消失了。
And when you look out on the world, what you see is that every sinner is like a black hole, sucking everything down to himself.
当我们今天放眼看看社会里面每一个未信主的人，我们都会看到他们都是一个好像黑洞一样，将他所有的事情都要吸过来。
Every sinner is a black hole, whether he has the label of a Christian or whether he's not, hasn't got the label of a Christian.
每一个罪人，不论他是非基督徒，基督徒也都好，他的性格也都好像一个黑洞一样。
There therefore are two kinds of persons, the black holes and the stars.
所以我们看到这里有两种人，一种就是模仿黑洞的人，一种就是模仿星座的人。
It's so beautiful that in the last verses of the book of Daniel, the Christians, the true followers of God are described as stars. They shall shine as the stars forever.
所以我们在但以理书最后一章那里看到，他说真正跟随的人，真正跟随主的人，他所发出来的光亮，好像星发出来的光一样。
Today the question is whether you are a black hole or whether you are a star.
今天我们应该要做选择的事，就是我们愿意自己做一个星，或者做一个黑洞呢？
The question is that the church, for the church, there should never have been a question. The church was meant to be to collectively shining as a light of the world.
但是在教会的原则来讲，教会应该是这个世上的光。
But you see, in order to shine, you have to be able to give out and be willing to give out all the time.
我们看到当一样物质它有光亮发出来的时候，它一定要给予，不断咁嘅给予。
So the pattern of a true Christian is that of one who always gives out.
所以真正基督徒应该做嘅事情就系不断咁样嘅给予。
Now I thank God that many of you are becoming true disciples, carrying the mark of this true discipleship by learning to give and give out all the time.
我好感谢神，因为有好多人。 他成为了神的门徒，他背起了这个十字架的时候，他将神的光亮不断咁样给予出来。
I see many people now learning to give and of money to begin with.
我睇到好多人佢不断咁样学习给予，首先喺金钱上边学习。We
have seen, for example, a few weeks ago that somebody gave $1,000 to the training fund.
我哋喺前几个星期亦都睇到有一位弟兄或者姊妹，佢将1,000蚊嘅钱奉献咗作为嗰6位弟兄姊妹受训嘅基金。Last
Sunday, we thank God that somebody gave again anonymously $2,000, one to the training fund, $1,000 to the training fund, $1,000 to the church.
喺上个星期我亦都好感谢神，另外有一位弟兄或者姊妹佢捐赠咗2,000蚊，1,000蚊系作为嗰6位弟兄姊妹受训嘅基金，另外1,000蚊系作为教会嘅经费。
I wonder whether this represents somebody's total savings.
我系好怀疑喺呢件事情上边系咪可以睇到一个人绝对嘅得救咧
？Since total savings. In the bank.
我怀疑即系呢2,000蚊系咪嗰个人所拥有嘅积蓄。
So we can see that we as a church, I don't know that we have rich people in our midst. There are not very many at any rate.
但我知道喺我哋嘅在座之间之中，并唔系有好多好富有嘅弟兄姊妹。
We don't have any bosses of Colgate or ICI or whatever they are.
我哋呢度并唔系有好多大工厂嘅老板喺度。
For them, maybe $2,000 is peanuts.
对嗰啲咁有钱嘅人嚟讲，或者2,000蚊只系一个好少好少嘅数目。
But for most of us here, $2,000 is a fortune.
但系喺我哋呢度每一个弟兄姊妹嚟讲，2,000蚊实在系一个好庞大嘅数目。
And there are so many people who don't even have this kind of money, who have given of their by the hundreds of dollars too. We thank God for this because we know that that is a lot of money to them too.
就算负担唔起2,000蚊嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋都知道佢哋为根据自己嘅能力嚟作负担，有啲佢能力唔够嘅，佢负担100蚊或者几百蚊。
Many of you have done that out of love for the Lord.
我知道好多人为咗爱嘅缘故，都系做咗呢咁嘅事情。
We are all learning to give.
我哋都系要学习将自己给予出来。
Like those in training, they have given all.
好似喺受训嘅6位弟兄姊妹嘅身上一样，佢哋不断咁样将自己给予。
They have offered to the Lord all their savings, not only their time and their life.
佢哋将自己不但 佢哋將自己完全咁樣臣服咗俾神，完全咁樣奉獻咗俾神。
They are learning what it is to follow in the footsteps of Christ to give all。
佢哋要學習點樣叫做絕對跟隨主，絕對奉獻。
And so we are learning to begin to shine。
所以我哋要學習將呢個光輝發射出去。
We need to go beyond that, beyond the giving of money, also to our energy, to our time, to our love, and personal concern for each person。
我哋要學習不但只將我哋嘅錢財給予出去，我哋都要學習將我哋嘅愛、將我哋嘅時間、將我哋一切所擁有嘅給予出去。
Because I'm very afraid oftentimes that the money can be a substitute for our not giving ourselves. We just give the money, we don't have to give ourselves anymore.
因為我恐懼嘅事就係話呢啲咁嘅弟兄姊妹，或者佢奉獻咗錢財之後，佢冇奉獻自己嘅時間，冇奉獻自己嘅身體。
But if that giving is the first step of giving ourselves, then thanks be to God for it.
但係希望呢一個佢哋。將錢財奉獻出去嘅事情，係只不過佢哋奉獻上面嘅第一步。
And then from there on, to really care for one another。
喺呢啲事情之後，希望佢哋繼續都係學習彼此嘅愛護。
Until our lives really know what it is to give out all the time。
直至我哋喺生命上面學習到點樣將呢個光輝發射出去嘅時候為止。
And never to be weary of that giving。
我哋都唔好為到我哋要不斷咁樣給予而感覺到擔心。
Because once we begin to get weary of giving, our light is going to start going in again. We are going to start going inward.
因為當你係為咗你要給予嘅事情擔心嘅時候，你嘅身體就係要收納。
I have to speak that especially to myself. Sometimes I feel so utterly exhausted and worn out.
其實我都係要不斷咁樣嚟警告自己，因為有陣時我都為咗給予嘅事情感覺到相當嘅疲倦。
Until one's head is throbbing, you know, like a hammer going on inside.
直至給予到我連自己個頭都大曬嘅時候。
And sometimes I wonder whether I'll ever survive to pass the winter.
有好多時我都好懷疑我能唔能夠渡過呢一個咁嘅冬天咧。
Many times, even like this morning, I felt that my lungs seem to feel so heavy, and I seem to feel a weight on my chest.
就算喺今日嚟讲，我都系感觉到我嘅内脏相当嘅疲倦，相当嘅唔舒服。
And then I say to myself, "What are you trying to do? You're trying to kill yourself?"
但系我即刻就问自己啦，你咁样做系咩意思咧？你系咪想自己杀咗自己咧
？Are you wanting to die before the Lord comes?
你系咪想喺主耶稣基督未嚟之前就丧生咧
？And then you say to yourself, "No, I better save my life."
但系我即刻就同自己话唔好，我唔好咁做，我要为咗我自己嘅生命继续咁样生存下去。
And once you begin to think like that, you say, no, that's enough. I'm going to start taking in instead of giving out.
但系当你有呢个咁嘅想法嘅时候，你就会改变自己嘅思想。你话哦，我而家唔想给予啦，我要收纳。
But the moment you start thinking like this, your light begins to get dim.
但系当你有咁嘅想法嘅时候，你生命上面嘅光辉就会暗淡落嚟。
As we were saying, like it's better to burn out than to rust out. At least you have shone to the end.
所以有一个讲法就系话，我哋希望我哋嘅光辉一路咁样反射出嚟，直到死亡为止，好过我哋嘅光辉突然间暗淡咗落嚟。
So the mark of the true disciple is to give.
所以一个真正门徒应该有嘅样式就系话不断咁嘅施。
If you want to know how the church functions as light, the only way is to function as light by giving.
所以我哋。知道點解教會能夠成為世上嘅光咧？我哋就係要不斷咁樣將自己嘅光反射出嚟。
Of giving of yourself all the time，
就係將自己不斷咁樣施予。
That is why the early church shone as a light in the world in the midst of the darkness。
所以我哋又會喺睇到早期嘅教會裏邊，雖然間佢係一個好黑暗嘅時代裏邊，但佢一樣將主嘅光輝發揚出嚟。
Everywhere they went, they were either giving to the poor or helping somebody in need or comforting somebody. They were always giving。And they just shone as the light in that Roman Empire.
所以我哋睇到不论当时嘅教徒，不论佢去到任何一个地方嘅时候，佢都系救济嗰啲弱者，帮助嗰啲软弱嘅人，医治有啲有疾病嘅人。所以佢哋将佢哋所拥有嘅不断给予。
Let me tell you this: that every person has something to give.
我要同你哋讲，每一个人都系有啲可以给予俾别人嘅。
That is, if you are a true Christian.
当然啦，你一定系要一个真正嘅门徒。
If you are not a Christian, you have nothing to give. That's plain.
当然你不是门徒的话，你一啲嘢都冇可以施予。
The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 8 verses 38 and 39 that he that believes in me, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
所以主耶稣基督在约翰福音第八章三十八节同埋三十九节嗰度同我哋讲，如果有爱心的话，我哋嘅心里边系会活出呢一个枯活水江河。
John 7:38-39。
就喺約翰福音第七章三十八節同埋三十九節。
And I preached on these verses, these words in February of this year.
喺今年嘅二月嗰度，我都係講過呢幾節嘅經節。
And there we saw that if you truly are a Christian, you are bound to have something to give. Rivers of water will flow through you.
所以我哋睇到，如果一個絕對信服主嘅人，佢係有啲私欲俾別人嘅東西，就係佢喺佢嘅腹中係要湧出呢一股活水嘅江河。
But if you are not giving anything, then you are more likely to be a black hole than a star.
但係如果你係唔願意私欲嘅話，你自己嘅人格亦係一個黑洞嘅人格。
Can it be that you have no encouragement to give to anybody?
你真係連可以俾其他嘅別人一啲鼓勵咁少嘅嘢都唔做得到咩？
Can it be that you have not even a smile to give to somebody?
就算俾別人一個笑面，可唔可以做得到咧？
Can you give somebody no warmth or encouragement?
你可唔可以俾別人一個温暖，一個鼓勵咧？
Even if you have no money to give?
就算你係冇錢，你都可以俾呢啲咁嘅東西。
There is something you can give if you want to.
當然啦，喺你嘅生命裏邊一定有啲可以你俾別人嘅東西。
You don't have to wait till you have a reservoir to give. Even if you have one cup of cold water, you can begin with that.
你唔使話等到你裏邊好似一個水塘嘅時候，你先可以給予。就算你俾一杯凍水人，你都係做到一個給予嘅地步。
You see, it's the whole attitude that matters here.
所以我哋喺呢度睇到，就係呢個態度上面嘅問題。
The person who is willing to give a cup of cold water, he will find soon that the Lord will give him a whole bucket to give.
所以我哋睇到，如果一個人願意俾別人一杯凍水嘅時候，主耶穌基督係會俾佢一桶大嘅水。
And when you have got a bucket from the Lord and you give that water to others, you will find that the Lord is going to give you a whole swimming pool of water.
但當你接受喺主耶穌基督嗰度接受咗呢桶水嘅時候，而你用呢桶水即刻施予俾別人嘅時候，你會感覺到主耶穌基督會俾你另外一個更大嘅水量。
And when you give that, you will find he has got a whole reservoir for you. Then you know what it is to become rivers of living water.
当你将这个这个水量接给予啊给予别人的时候，你会感觉到你所接纳的比这个你给予的更加的庞大。
So wonderful to go to your college, to your office, to your hospital, wherever it is, and there be giving out of the light, of the radiance, of the warmth.Of the sweetness, the fragrance of Christ. You have nothing to give? What kind of a Christian are you?
所以我们在这里看到，这个就是一件很奇妙的现象。当我们在我们的医院里面，或者学校里面，或者办公室里面，我们是将我们的爱给予给别人，让别人看到基督的馨香，是一件几么奇妙的事呢？
So I beg of you to remember the scriptural teaching that the mark of a true disciple is one who gives, not one who is always getting.
所以我希望你们知道，一个做主真正门徒的人，他应该有的特性就是不断的施予，并不是一不断的接纳。
So the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul quotes the words of the Lord Jesus in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. And he says, As the Lord Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以在彼得在使徒行传第20章第35节那里，即是对于我们来说，他说，我凡事给你们作榜样，叫你们知道。应当怎样劳苦辅助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣基督的话，施受施比受更为有福。
Now, where did the Lord Jesus say words like that? Where did the Lord Jesus ever, in any specific sentence, say that to give is more blessed than to receive?
我哋喺边度可以睇到主耶稣基督佢话比施受施比受更加有福咧
？We find no such statement in the Gospels.There is no such statement in the Gospels. There is no such saying of the Lord Jesus in the Gospels about giving and receiving.
Oh, 在主耶稣基督所有的教训里面，在四福音之中，我们看不到这一个这样的经节。
So you say, Paul, where did you get this statement from?
因为我们找不到这个经节的时候，你会问保罗，你在哪里找到这一段这样的经节的？
But it is so common in the scriptures to find that a saying is quoted from somewhere as saying that such and such a prophet said this, and you can't find the prophet saying something like that.
但是在很多时候，我们在圣经里面都会找到他，圣经里面很多的章节都是说这一件这样的事情是谁先知说过的，但这个先知我们竟然在圣经里面找不到的。
And that is the error because we think that there is a word for word quotation from somewhere.
我哋揾唔到嘅意思就係因為我哋以為呢啲經節應該係一個字咁樣而彼此嘅應驗。
What is happening here is that the apostle Paul is saying, now this is the sum, the essence of what the Lord Jesus taught.
呢一個保罗在这里对于我们所讲的意思就是说，这件这样的意思是主耶稣基督有讲过的意思。
It's not a quoting a particular saying, but expressing the whole spirit of the Lord's teaching.
这个并不是圣经里面经节的转载，而是一个整个 聖經裏面屬靈嘅教訓。
It's like summarizing something, something that you heard somebody say. He said a great many things, but you summarize it in one sentence and say he said this. You're not quoting the exact words, but you are quoting the summary of all that he said.
喺好多時候，我哋聽到一個人講嘢嘅時候，佢講咗一大段嘅説話，但係我哋只係用幾句説話就將佢所講嘅説話形容咗出嚟啦。
And now you can see how profound is Paul's spiritual insight. He clearly saw that what the Lord Jesus taught could be expressed so perfectly in these words as on being a Christian.
所以我哋喺呢度睇到保羅佢係一個點樣嘅基督徒，佢係將主所講嘅説話能夠講翻俾我哋知。
For those of you who are academically inclined or minded, you might say, well, maybe this is a thing from some agraphon, some unwritten statement of the Lord.
或者有好多人以為呢一個嘅經節係喺冇記載到主耶穌基督所講嘅説話裏邊抽出嚟嘅。
But there is no agraphon known to us of this saying.
但係我哋就睇到喺其他嘅經節裏邊。
It expresses rather the whole spirit of the Lord's teaching concerning what is a true disciple.
因為保羅喺呢度對於我哋所講嘅説話，只不過佢將主耶穌基督認為我哋要做到真正門徒應該做嘅事講俾我哋知。
And as we go on in the Lord's teaching, you will find these things, as we saw in Matthew chapter 10, verses 38, for example, where he said in verse 39, where he said that he that saves his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life shall save it.
所以我哋睇圣经嘅时候，都会睇到主耶稣基督不断咁样嘅教训。好似喺马太福音第十章第三十九节嗰度，主耶稣基督都系对我哋咁讲，佢话得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
That is he that loses his life. You only lose your life by giving it. Nobody's going to take it from you. You give it.
呢度嘅意思就係話，你失喪生命點樣失喪生命咧？就係當你將你嘅生命給予別人嘅時候，你就失喪咗啦。
You choose to lose your life，
但係你失喪嘅生命係你自己選擇去失喪。
You choose that is to give your life，
你選擇去將自己嘅生命給予俾別人。
And when you do that， you become a disciple。
當你做到呢一點嘅時候，你就成為主嘅門徒。
And when you become a disciple，Then you know what it is to receive life from Him.
当你成为主的门徒的时候，你即刻就会体会到怎样叫做在主那里得到光亮。
And this is so continuous in the Lord's teaching and also as in the apostles' teaching.
我们这些这样的事情，这样的教训，在主耶稣基督的教训里面都是不断地看到。
Paul says, for example, remarkably in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28.
保罗都是在以弗所书第四章第五十。
I'd like to show you how Paul expresses this so perfectly, what it is from becoming a non-Christian to a Christian.
So, Paul 在那里跟我们讲一个非基督徒和基督徒的分别。
He says, let a thief steal no more.
他说,从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Now, that's where most of us would say, okay, when you become a Christian, you stop stealing.
所以很多人都是有这样的想法,他说,你成为基督徒之后,你就不会再做偷窃的。
But Paul didn't stop there.
但是保罗没立刻就这样停了这段经节。
He said, but rather let the thief go and work with his hands. What for?
但是保罗继续跟我们说，他说总要劳力亲手作圣经的事，什么意思呢？
What for? So that he may give to the poor, to the needy.
他说什么意思呢？他说这样的意思就是就可有余分给那些缺少的人。
Isn't that amazing? To work so that you can give. He didn't just say work. He just said work so that you give. The whole purpose of working is to give.
所以你睇到保罗佢系几咁奇妙嘅教训，佢话你要工作，因为你工作就有余，你有余之后你就可以给予别人。
Now you see the difference between Paul's teaching and the teaching we're so accustomed to hearing.
所以我哋睇到保罗对我哋嘅教训同埋普通一般人对我哋嘅教训嘅分别。
We stop at the lowest minimum. We say a thief should steal no more. That's it. When you become a Christian, you stop stealing.
对于我哋嚟讲，我哋所行嘅标准系咁低级，我哋只系讲从前偷窃嘅，而家唔再偷，咁咪好咯。
But not so Paul. Paul says, no, that's not yet becoming a Christian. A Christian means not only you stop stealing, but you work so that you can give.
但是保罗跟我们说，你不应该在这个地步停止，你要继续这样的工作，你要直到你因为工作有余，再有余的时候，你再给予别人。
But you see, the Lord's teaching is so completely opposite, isn't it, to the world's way of thinking.
但我们看到主耶稣基督的教训是从世俗一般的教训是有这么大的分别。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 15, the Lord Jesus says this.
我们在路加福音第12章第15节那里看到。
The Lord Jesus says, beware of every form of covetousness. Guard against every form of greed.
所以在路加福音第12章第15节那里，主耶稣基督对我们说，你们要谨慎自守。
And then he goes on to say this.
所以他也都继续这样跟我们说。
He says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses.
主耶稣基督继续说，他说，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Now what does this word greed or covetousness mean?
我们会看到这个谨慎自守是什么意思呢？
No, greed or covetousness. 贪心。
我们 会看到这个贪心是一个什么意思？
This word in the original means literally to desire to have more.
这个原文贪心的意思就是说，他一个私欲想得到更多的私欲。
He always wants more. There's a desire to have more.More things.
他不断地需要有接纳，他自己有一个私欲，想一路地接收。
And the Lord Jesus says to us, beware of always desiring to get more things.
但是主耶稣基督就对我们说，你们要小心对于你们有贪婪的念头的时候。
But it is our very nature to want to have more things.
但是其实这个是我们人 的本性来的。
We look at somebody else has this nice thing and immediately we desire to have it.
当你看见别人有一样好好的东西的时候，你即刻就有一个念头，好想占有的念头。
You look at the next guy, he got the latest quartz watch. He's pressing buttons all over, just like a porcupine pressing things on. Lights come on, very exciting thing.
当你睇下你隔篱嗰阵时候，或者佢带住起一个石鹦鹉钟嘅时候，你就即刻有一个贪婪嘅念头。
Immediately you say, hey, I would like to have one of those.
即刻你见到呢个表咁靓，你亦都系想啊，我都想有一个喎。
The Lord Jesus says, beware of desiring more, always wanting more.
所以主耶稣基督就对我们说，除去一切的贪心。
You see, the next guy comes out with this beautiful camera, ooh, sleek stuff. You say, wow, that's nice. I like one of those too.
或者你见另外一个人有一个很美丽的相机的时候，你也都立刻有一个贪念。
And so we always want to look for more things.
这个就是我们的天性不断这样的需要收纳。
The Lord says, beware, be on your guard about this.
但是主耶稣基督对我们说，你要小心，对这些事你要谨慎。
You see the next guy, he drives out with a new car, some computer ignition and whatnot in there. Wow, this is good stuff, real good.
或者你看见另外有一个很漂亮的车的时候，你都很想得到这辆车。
Immediately, your heart longs for this kind of stuff.
但是当你有这个贪念的时候，主耶稣基督就叫你小心了。
Your eye is beginning to draw you away.
因为你的眼睛令到你脱离神的管辖。
The lust of the eye,
眼睛的情欲。
Lust of the flesh,
身体的情欲。
The very nature of man desires to possess.
人的天性就是要不断咁嘅收纳。
The nature of man is like the black hole, sucking everything to himself.
人的天性就好像一个黑洞咁嘅天性，不断咁样要将外界嘅事物吸取。
How many boys there are who can see a beautiful girl walk down and says, "Oh, that's all right with me." You say, "Ah, I wish I could have her for my girlfriend, even better, my wife."
有好多男孩子嚟讲，边一个唔想当佢见到一个美丽嘅少女经过嘅时候，唔想有占有欲咧？